Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parabhajaka Charyasta Tara Sata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parabhajaka Charyasta Tara Sata Shri Srimad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jaya Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Sanant Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jaya Om Vishnu Pad Shripad Bhakti Nirmal Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai. Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. In Srila Bhakti Rakak Srira Dev Goswami Maharaj Prapana Jivan Amrita, he talks in the beginning about his Ishta Devata, worshipable deity, we call Sri Gaura Saraswati. The personified message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he is presenting the whole Prapana Jivanamrita to this Ishta Devata. When Sri Rupa Goswami, he is before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar, so many exalted devotees, and what Srila Govinda Maharaj calls the examination hall of Srila Rupa Goswami. There he's asked so many questions. He's asked questions by Sri Ramananda Roy. At one point I asked Srila Govinda Maharaj, why Ramananda Roy asking questions? It's a foolish question, but I asked, why Ramananda Roy asking questions? Normally we always hear that Sri Swarup Damodar, he's asking questions. If anyone presents any rasa bhas or any incorrect siddhanta, then Ramananda Roy not presenting that work to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in this case, it's Ramananda Roy who is asking questions to Srila Rupa Goswami. And Srila Govinda Maharaj said, because Ramananda Roy is very expert in this way, he had presented, what is it, Jagannath Vallabha Nataka and so many different works like this. He can present drama, he can present what is Nataka, and Rupa Goswami is presenting Vidugdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, and Ramananda Roy asking questions. But also, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that this is the way that Mahaprabhu also wanted to present his mission. He wanted to present his mission not through exalted Brahmins and sannyasis, but he wanted to present it through persons, you know, Namacharya, Thakur Haridas. He wanted to present through Rupa Sanatan, who, although born Saraswat Brahmin family, they're considered, because of their association with the Muslim government, they'll never enter Jagannath Puri. And with Ramananda Roy also, who objected when Mahaprabhu asking him questions, and Ramananda Roy saying that I am a Shudra and you're an exalted sannyasi, how I can speak before you? And Mahaprabhu answered, Kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra keni noye krishna tatva veta se guru hoy. It's not a question of external formality. So Mahaprabhu gave much importance also to Ramananda Roy. And then Ramananda Roy asking to Srila Rupa Goswami, who's your Ishta Devata? Who is the Ishta Devata of your works? You know, these two dramas. Then Rupa Goswami is hesitating very much. And then Mahaprabhu says, come, you should be proud of this. Speak, who is the Ishta Devata? Then, but because the Ishta Devata, the work is glorifying Mahaprabhu himself, then Rupa Goswami knew that Mahaprabhu is going to raise some objection. So he's hesitant. But when he presents, then of course Mahaprabhu does object. Mahaprabhu objects. Mahaprabhu Leela like that. Mahaprabhu presenting actually what is the Acharya Leela. And he's showing himself not as Bhagavan, as in the words of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, not as the predominating moiti, but he's showing himself as the devotee. When he's saying, Ayi nanda tanuja kinkaram patita mam vishamay bhavambudo tava parakripa pankajastita duli sadrisham vichintaya. He's not showing himself as the Lord, but he's showing himself as the devotee of the Lord. So I am feeling Srila Govinda Maharaj. He is our Ishta Devata. We are all here today for him, for his divine passing. And we are all feeling much separation from Srila Govinda Maharaj. You can see that in the words of Acharya Maharaj. It is very difficult for him to speak. But actually, I remember Srila Govinda Maharaj. He one time said, there is a famous song about Ma Kali. And he said, the devotee is praying to Kali Ma. He's saying, oh my goddess, I don't want any riches or anything special. I only want a place in your heart. Just a little corner. Some place in your heart where I can live. That is all I want. Srila Govinda Maharaj noted that song. And I'm feeling that that is what all of us want. We want some place in Gurudev's heart where we are living, where we are worshipping, where we can always be. That is our desire. I feel that Srila Govinda Maharaj is very special because we all have some conception of what is the Acharya, what is the Gurudev and everything. But Srila Govinda Maharaj coming as one of us and living among us and accepting all of us on a very... As he said, one time he'd gone to Caracas and he's embracing Srinivas and he's saying, he cannot speak Bengali and I cannot speak his language, Spanish. But we are understanding each other perfectly through heart-to-heart transmission. This is how we are understanding each other. So I am feeling that that kind of transmission, all of us receiving with Srila Govinda Maharaj. Many times the devotee is thinking that who is the Param Vaishnava? Who is the most exalted devotee? I want to find that person as my guru, who is the most exalted. And they are examining and looking. But I am, okay, that is important. But I'm thinking that's a little foolish on one level. Because I am looking, who am I? What qualifications do I have? And I'm looking, who is the most exalted Vaishnava? That Vaishnava will be my guru. But what about... who am I to accept Srila Gurudev? Why I'm not considering the more important consideration that Gurudev will accept me. He will accept me as his disciple. He will give me some shelter. Why is that not the consideration? I'm feeling that is more important. So with Srila Govinda Maharaj, always we found shelter from him, and we always, when we came to him, he many times chastised when necessary. I remember when I came to him, I told him, oh, you're always speaking about Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. We want to hear, you know, your own words. He said, he told me, my Guru Maharaj one time told me, only once he told me, are you ready to accept the karma for your actions? Immediately. Are you ready? So when he said that to me, and I'm quiet, and then he says, I am just a boot. You know, you have so much from Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, you have so much from Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rakak, Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, you have many tapes and you have many of this. Who am I? I'm just a boot. I'm just a ghost. Even at the end, Srila Govinda Maharaj told me something like this. I told the Srila Govinda Maharaj, I see he's very sick. And he's lying there in bed. And always I'm coming in and seeing him. Then what can I say to him? So I said, Maharaj, I will take you with me. You will come too. We'll take you to California. It is very peaceful. You can stay there for a little while. Then he said, I will come and I will sit on the branch of a tree. He said, I will sit on the branch of a tree, maybe one of the eucalyptus trees. I will sit on that branch. This is how he told me. It's like saying, you know, he's also said, when I leave, I will become a ghost and I will go everywhere and I will see what they are offering me. And he says, I will see what the worship of the devotees is and how they are carrying on their devotion. And if they And if they offer any mango, then I will object. You know you're not supposed to offer mango because of my spondylitis. Then he's joking, of course. One time, I'll finish, but one time, many times we would go up and down this road, what they call high road. You know, we're going by bus, and we're going from here to Kolkata and then coming back and sometimes like this. So I'm always standing at the bus stop. And then one time, let's just say a bus from another society, another group, they pick me up and I get in that bus. And they're talking to me. And they're talking about the conception of Sri Guru. And I say to them, well, our conception of Sri Gurudev is that he's a Parshad devotee. He's a Parshad devotee of Gaurahari. He's a Parshad devotee of Srila Govinda Maharaj. He's a Parshad devotee of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Everyone knows that. They're eternally related. He's Parshad. Then, but I'm saying to them in general terms, we are seeing Gurudev has descended from that spiritual plane. He's not from the... We are from Tatastha Shakti. We are from this Tatastha plane. But Gurudev not. Gurudev is the eternal associate of the Lord. We're always singing that. Ebaramai Doyakoro and then Saparshara Gorahari. Ebaramai Doyakoro Pati Pavan Sri Gurudev. Like this. But some of those persons objected. They said, no, we are seeing our Gurudev, not like that. We are seeing our devotee, our Gurudev, he's a devotee, and because of his siddhanta, because of his practicing, he's become maybe, what can you say, sadhana siddhi or something like that. That are we are conceiving of Gurudev, they said. I said, no, that's not our conception. But when I came back, I saw what Srila Govinda Maharaj, and I talked about the conversation. Srila Govinda Maharaj said, Maharaj, how can you blame them? You cannot blame them. They are truthful. What they are seeing, they are telling you. That is the truthful position. They are seeing that their guru is like that. He's a good practitioner and he's guiding them. But that is not our conception. That is really not our conception. Our conception is that Gurudev, he's my eternal Lord. He's my worshipable Lord, birth after birth. Then I don't have long to speak, but I will say that we are very fortunate that we have gotten this divine shelter of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And remember, Srila, there was one story about one disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He was preaching in East Bengal. And they said, oh, here is living one Siddha Purush. One Siddha Purush is here. Would you like to meet him? And that disciple of Saraswati Thakur says, he said, oh, I don't know. I have never met a Siddha Purush. He said, I have met many Siddhas. I met Siddha Alu. And I met, you know, like this, many different kinds of Siddha, boiled vegetables. The word Siddha means, you know, Sadhana Siddha, or it means perfection, but it also means boiled, like Siddha Alu. So he says, oh, we know many Siddhas, Siddha Alu, like this, but we don't know any Siddha Purush. Then that man became very angry. You are minimizing this. But the idea was that he's understanding that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's not some Siddha Purush, he's an eternal resident of the divine abode. When Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes at the end of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says, when I see my Gurudev, I'm looking, and he said, I see in front of me Guna Manjari. But he says, if I look a little further, with my head correctly situated, then I'm seeing Srimati Radharani herself, that divine personality. What is it? Ashtanayika, the eight qualities of the hero and present in that person of Sri Gurudev. And he's speaking of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. That he's seeing, not Bhakti Vinod Thakur, not as a man, but he's seeing him, the divine representative of Sri Radha. That's how Chaitanya Charitamrita is concluding with this remark of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So I'm saying, One time Srila Govinda Maharaj, as I remarked the other day, he told me, we never knew Srila Sridhar Maharaj. We never knew Srila Sridhar Maharaj. We never saw Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Who is he? We never saw him. So for us, we are here, we are honoring today that very special personality, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. He is our divine Gurudev, the giving shelter to all of us. Who is he? Who is that divine personality who came before our vision for some time? Now he has left this world. But it is our very good fortune, it is our good Sukriti that we could have some time with him and to be able to have some place in his divine heart. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Atokhan, apnara shunlen Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardan Maharaj Uni Iskon Jibishite onek din chilen, onek shishyo chilo. Kintu Guru Maharaj ke peye uni shob kichu chhere diye Guru Maharaj charone ashray niyechilen. Ebong somosto kichu Guru Maharaj kache adimondo golponime theke chilen. এখন আপনারা কিছু শুনবেন শ্রীপাদ ভক্তি কুসুম জনার্দন মহারাজ মেক্সিকান লিডার উনি সবসময় গুরু মহারাজ জানেন কি সেবা করতেন গুরু মহারাজ বলতেন আশ্রম মহারাজ এসছে আমার আর কোনো চিন্তা নাই উনি রাত্রে গুরু মহারাজের কাছে শুয়ে থাকতেন গুরু মহারাজ তো রাত্রে ঘুমোতে পারতেন না সবসময় গুরু মহারাজের কাছে থাকতেন এবং গুরু মহারাজ যদি কোনো রকম সেই পায়খানা যেখানে সেখানে করতেন গুরু সেই আশ্রম মহারাজ নিজে হাত দিয়ে তুলতেন এরকম সেবা তো আমরা করতে পারবো না দেখুন এই মেয়েগুলো বসে আছে নন্দপ্রিয়া শ্রীমতী ললিতা দেবী উমা দেবী উমাদের সেবিকা দেখেছেন গুরু একটা মেয়ে ছিল সেখানে আছেন আমি দেখেছি গুরু মহারাজের এখানে ওষুধ নিয়ে দাঁড়িয়ে আছেন ওষুধ নিয়ে গুরু মহারাজ বলছে হাজারটা ওষুধ নিয়ে আসছে আমি কী করে খাবো চুপ করে গুরু মহারাজ বসে থাকতেন আর সে ওরা ওষুধ নিয়ে দাঁড়িয়েই থাকতেন ওষুধটা গুরু মহারাজ নিলেন দিয়ে সরে ফেলে দিলেন গ্লাসটা আবার সেগুলো আবার কুড়িয়ে আবার ওর আবার সেই ডাস্টবিনে ফেলে দিতেন আবার একটা গ্লাস নিয়ে আবার সেই ওষুধটা নিয়ে আবার দাঁড়িয়ে থাকতেন এত ধৈর্য এত টলারেন্স ওদেরই শুধু হয় বুঝতে পারছেন ওদেরই শুধু হয় ওরা সেইভাবে গুরুমহারাজ বকতেন আবার গুরুমহারাজের কাছে গিয়ে বসে থাকতেন এই জনার্দন মহারাজ এই আশ্রম মহারাজকে গুরুমহারাজ কত বকেছেন কিন্তু সবসময় গুরুমহারাজের কাছে কাছে গিয়ে বসে থাকতেন এইভাবে এদের সেবা প্রবৃত্তি এদের সেবা দেখে আমাদের মানে বলতে হয় যে তারা কী করেছেন গুরু মহাজন এই শ্রীপাদ গোস্বামী মহারাজ সামনে বসে আছেন আজকে আপনারা জানেন উনি শ্রীপাদ গোস্বামী মহারাজকে কে চিনিয়েছেন এক এসি ভক্তিবান্ধব স্বামী মহারাজ শিলা প্রভুপাদ বলেছেন আমার একজন শিক্ষাগুরু আছে আর উনি শ্রীধর মধুসূদনের ছখানা বই উনি এই সারা পৃথিবীতে দিয়ে আজকে এই চৈতন্য সরস্বত মহর্ষি দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজকে সারা পৃথিবীতে চিনিয়েছেন এবং উনি গুরু মহারাজ আমাকে বয়স বলার সময় এরা আপনার বন্ধু এদেরকে আপনি সেবা করবেন এদের সেবা করলে আমাদের পরম কল্যাণ হবে আমি এখন ভক্তিকুসুম আশ্রম মহারাজকে দিচ্ছি সামান্য সংক্ষেপে কিছু বলবার জন্য জয় শ্রীপাদ ভক্তিকুসুম আশ্রম মহারাজ কি জয়
জয় শ্রীলা ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি জয় জয় শ্রীলা ভক্তি রাখক শ্রীধর দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ কি জয় জয় শ্রীপদ ভক্তি নির্মাল আচার্য মহারাজ কি জয় শ্রী সঞ্জাসি ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয় গুরু ভবিষ্যৎ সুপুরকম গুরু গণাই রশিষ্য সম্ভূষিতম চিন্ত্য চিন্ত্য সমস্ত বেদ নিপুণম শ্রী রূপ পন্থানুগম গোবিন্দা বিদামুজ্জ্বলম বরম তনুম ভক্তিম বিতম সুন্দরম বন্দে বিশ্বগুরুম চ দিব্য ভগবত প্রেমনো হি বিজয়া প্রদম সো উই ওয়েলকম অল দি রেসপেক্টেবল devotees, our God sisters and God brothers from Bengal. They are coming from different parts of West Bengal. And I heard yesterday there were some family coming from Mumbai and like that. There may be people also coming from different parts of India, but mostly there is a gathering here of the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Bengal. And we welcome very much today, with our heartfelt gratitude indebted to you that have come to enhance also this glorification of our Gurudev. To all the dignitaries here of the different missions, we know that many of the mats of the great grand family Saraswata Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur create a revolutionary movement, and he brought many fine, very fine personalities to his group, and they became so much attracted to him, they could not but serve him with his heart. That is one of the characteristics of Bhagavan. Bhagavan Guna Vishishta. Yes, that if you can see him, then you cannot resist yourself to surrender to him. And Goswami Maharaj was explaining about the qualities. Ahaituki apratihata. Yenatma suprasidati. How these characteristics can satisfy really our heart. And all these great personalities at that time were so much impressed, captivated, that they couldn't resist to come to the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If it is for free, they are not charging anything, it is not that you need to be a rich man in order to get it. It is not that you need to be an intelligent or a wealthy or some get some influence or be a king. No, no, no. If it is free and it is for everyone, they couldn't but come and serve him. And today, we have so many of these representatives of these missions, Gaudiya Math and the different branches, and so many of the devotees who were attracted by him, like Srila Bhakti Rakak Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj, and Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Bhakti Dayita Madhava Maharaj, and Bhakti Saranga Goswami Maharaj, and Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, the inaugurator, along with him, or like the founder, along with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, of his divine movement, and so many. Jayavar Maharaj, so dear to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Bhakti Pranyang Keshava Maharaj, we also have the representatives. Bhakti Hriday Bon Maharaj. Anyone I am not mentioning, but you are coming from their missions. You are also being captivated by them. So we are offering our obeisances to you, our respects, and we are very glad that you have come. And also so many, along with the Bengali sections of our God sisters and God brothers.
You will translate. Okay. In short, Maharaj.
For me.
In short, I'm saying, Amadir Pujipad Bhakti Kosham Ashram Maharaj, Ashramay, বলে যাচ্ছেন উনি আরো বলবেন আমি সংক্ষেপে উনি যা বললেন এটা বাংলায় বলে দিচ্ছি আশ্রম মহারাজের পরিচয় আপনি জানলেন উনি মেক্সিকোতে প্রায় আমাদের 10টা মঠ আছে সেই মঠের তিনি অধ্যক্ষ এবং তার বিশেষ কোয়ালিফিকেশন যেটা আচার্য মহাজ বললেন তিনি গুরুদেব আমাদের বর্তমান আচার্যদেব এবং যিনি নিত্যলীলায় প্রবেশ করেছেন তার যে দৈহিক মানে পরিচর্যা তিনি নিজের হাতে করতেন মলমূত্র মহারাজ তিনি নিজের হাতে মলমূত্র পরিষ্কার করতেন এবং কথা আমিও নিজে দেখেছি মহারাজ রাগ করতেন এই তথাপি তিনি সবসময় ধৈর্য সহকারে মহারাজের সেবা করে চলেছেন শেষ দিন পর্যন্ত আমরা অবাক হয়ে দেখেছি এবং তিনি বলছেন আজকের এই বিরহ তিথিতে যে সমস্ত আমাদের গুরুভাই গুরুভ্রাতা এই ওয়েস্ট বেঙ্গল তথা ভারতবর্ষের বিভিন্ন জায়গা থেকে এসছেন সকলকে তিনি কৃতজ্ঞতা জ্ঞাপন করছেন সেই সঙ্গে সমস্ত সারস্বত বৈষ্ণববৃন্দ নবদ্বীপ মায়াপুর বিভিন্ন মঠ মিশন থেকে যারা এসছেন সকলকে তিনি প্রণতি নিবেদন করছেন আজকের এই বিরহতিতে আসার জন্য
And like them, like all of you, our dear God brothers and God sisters from West Bengal, also we have here a great gathering of those who appreciated with their lives, those who cry for him, those who made him, as we have heard during these first lectures today, their Ishta Devata, those devotees who made Srila Bhaktisundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj their life. And they are also coming here today from many different parts of the world. Just in a very few, short time, as Acharya Maharaj explained, in a very short time, we have gone through so many things.
No? And who is prepared to receive these things? Like the departure of the Divine Lord and Master of the life of all of you. Very difficult. But we got, in that very short time, so many of you who, regardless of your responsibilities, regardless of your serious duties you have, I mean, to maintain your expenses, your house, your families, to provide for all these things, you cancel all these responsibilities and came and show yourself here present. Oh, thank you so much to all of you. From our topmost God brothers and God sisters to the little ones. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for everyone to be here in this glorious day.
So Maharaj also Maharaj sei shonge tini tar kritoggota ebong pranoti janachen dhonnobad janachen aro bisher bibhinno pranto theke oshongkho amader guru bhai ebong guru bon ebong onek bhaktobrindo apnara dekhte pacchen tara ei alpo kodiner khoborei তাদের যে ইষ্ট দেবতা তাদের যে বললেন অম্বিষ্ণুপাশুল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দেব গোস্বামী মহারাজের এই বিরহ তিথিতে এসে উপস্থিত হয়েছেন তাদেরকে মহারাজ অনেক তার কৃতজ্ঞতা এবং প্রণতি নিবেদন করছে
উই হ্যাভ গড ব্রাদার্স এন্ড গড সিস্টার্স ফ্রম অস্ট্রেলিয়া ফ্রম দি ইউনাইটেড কিংডম ফ্রম ইউরোপ ফ্রম রাশিয়া মহারাজ জাস্ট মেনশন জুদামানু প্রভু হু ইজ কমিং ফ্রম দি
চায়না
হোয়াট ইজ দ্য নেম
চায়না
No, you are China in short, but what is the People's Republic of China? And he came all the way from Thailand, from South America, so many devotees from Venezuela, from Brazil, from Mexico, from the United States of America.
Italy,
from Italy, from Hungary, from Holland.
103 country, oto namar bolte parben na Maharaj sedin.
So many. Showing how was the attractive and energetic preaching of the personality whom today we are worshipping. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, serving his Gurudev, he was always trying to serve him, as we heard from Goswami Maharaj, from Acharya Maharaj, from Janardhan Maharaj, from them, how he was always trying to serve him. But Sridhar Maharaj was not so much ambitious. His ambition was not so much of that. He wanted, on the other hand, to put the foundations, no, for that where the heart can be inspired, can be nourished. No, he could transmit the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as exalted as we can think about them, like Srila Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy and the Goswamis from Vrindavan, along with other Goswamis which are not from Vrindavan but which are always in his group, he could transmit this in a such a way that it make the teachings living. It make that period of time, 500 years ago, as it was just today when you were hearing from him. And Srila Govinda Maharaj didn't reject that. It was not that he did not have the capacity to present or to do greater tasks. No? Like now we are hearing that, Acharya Maharaj, he's just a building construction, engineer who has built some rooms, some buildings. Well, wait for a few years and you will see what will happen. No? And behind him, and behind all this, our God, senior God brothers, we have all of you, to keep presenting this Chaitanya Saraswat line from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, from the divine Maharaj mentioned. Vilasitu Hedi Nityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani, presenting that which is so happy for the heart. And he went, not because he has not that capacity, but because he tried to serve Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Besides all other things, besides his own personal nature and characteristic and personality, because of course he is not the same as Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but Srila Govinda Maharaj served him in that way. And when his time came, when Srila Sridhar Maharaj entrusted to him No, what we said in his words, his tridanda, his mission, his ditis, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's mission, Srila Sridhar Maharaj's ditis, and Srila Sridhar Maharaj's devotees. Then he shows some of his qualities, some of his capacity. No?
Maharaj, okay. So, Maharaj, Pujavad Ashram Maharaj, কি বললেন বললেন আমাদের শ্রীদেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ যিনি আমরা দেখি যে স্বরূপ দামোদর রূপ সনাতন আদি যে মহাপ্রভুর পার্ষদ বৃন্দ তাদেরই মতো তিনি যে জিনিস এই জগৎকে দান করেছেন তার ফলে আজ আমরা মনে হচ্ছে 500 বছর যেন আমাদের কাছে আজ আর দূরে নেই সেই তার কোনো দূরত্ব আমরা দেখতে পাচ্ছি না যখন আমরা আমাদের পরম আরাধ্য গুরু পাদপদ্ম শ্রী শ্রীদেব গোস্বামী মহারাজের সেই লেখনি তার যে মানে সমস্ত আমরা দেখতে পাই সেই গুরুপাদ পদ্ম তিনি কি করলেন বিষ্ণুপাদ শিল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ দাসকে সে তিনি একসময় তার স্থলে অভিষিক্ত করলেন এবং সেই তিনি বিষ্ণুপাদ শিল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দ মহারাজ তার কৃপা লাভ করে সারা বিশ্বে মহারাজ নাম বললেন অনেক দেশ আজকে যারা সেই বিভিন্ন স্থান থেকে হাঙ্গেরি ইতালি চায়না তুর্কি ইউনাইটেড কিংডম ইত্যাদি ইত্যাদি পৃথিবীর সমস্ত প্রায় সমস্ত মহাদেশ থেকেই ভক্তরা এসে উপস্থিত হয়েছেন এবং যারা উপস্থিত হননি তারা হয়তো এখন ইন্টারনেটের মাধ্যমে তারা হয়তো আমাদের এই সভাকে দেখতে পাচ্ছেন সারা পৃথিবী থেকে ভক্তরা আজ দেখতে পাচ্ছেন যেখানে আমরা মহারাজের বীর উৎসব করছি অর্থাৎ তারা সেই মহারাজের চরণতলে এসেছেন যেহেতু মহারাজ তাঁর গুরু পাদপদ্ম বিষ্ণুপাদ শিল শ্রীদেবস্বামী মহারাজের কথা এই সমস্ত দেশে প্রচার করেছেন এবং সেই প্রচারের ফলে তারা আজ অনুপ্রাণিত হয়েছেন আশ্রম মহারাজ সেটি বিশেষভাবে স্মরণ করেছেন
সো উই হ্যাভ অলসো হার্ড দ্যাট ইটস ভেরি ডিফিকাল্ট টু নো দিস পার্সোনালিটিস নো শ্রীলা শ্রীধর মহারাজ অ্যান্ড অল দিস গ্রেট ডেভোটিস হু কেম আন্ডার দি শেল্টার অফ শ্রীলা ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী ঠাকুর অ্যান্ড হুই নাও ইন দি ডিফারেন্ট ক্যাম্পস ইন দি ডিফারেন্ট মিশনস উই আর অল ট্রাই টু ওয়ার্শিপ দেম বিকজ as Maharaj was explaining, to conceive our devotional practice without the Vaishnava, it is not proper. No, he himself, Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, used to say that really Vaishnavism means not the worship of God. We are not worshiping God. We are not worshiping Him. Vaishnavism means the worship of the Vaishnava.
Very good. হ্যাঁ মহারাজ বললেন যে এই বৈষ্ণবিজম এটা সম্পর্কে বিষ্ণুপাদ শিল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দদেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ বলতেন বৈষ্ণবিজম মানে মানে ভগবানের সেবা নয় বৈষ্ণবিজম মানে বৈষ্ণবের সেবা এইটি তিনি বিশেষ করে মানে মার্ক করেছেন সেটি বলে গেছেন এবং
এনিহাউ টাইম ইজ শর্ট বাট আই অলসো ওয়ান্ট টু কনক্লুড সেইং দ্যাট সাম অফ আওয়ার গড ব্রাদার্স অ্যাপ্রোচ মি and said, oh Maharaj, you were saying that you have so much envy, that you have so much this, so much that. So what is our, how do you say, what is our hope? No, if you have these qualities, then what is our hope? And of course I am not saying this to discourage anyone. But it is true that we have these enemies within ourselves knocking at the door at every moment. No? Matsarya. Krodha, kam, krod, love, lust, envy, greed. Oh, I am feeling these things from the very beginning. I thought, perhaps a little romantic, when I joined the movement, that, oh, I'm going to join the love and peace movement. No, I will join this movement where everything will be very nice and romantic and all the problems will go away. It has not been like that. Really, it has not been like that, and it seems, not to discourage anyone, but it seems that it gets worse. No. But at the same time, no, this affectionate glance of the Vaishnavas, who won't say that once, if you could just get at the lotus feet of Srila Govinda Maharaj and see at his face, and he is glancing at you with that smile, then you won't be like feeling like, no. You won't be feeling any of these disturbances. Now, the seva, the service, sincerely trying to do some service will help us, one way or other. It is true that we, myself, have all these things, And I am praying to him always that, no, when that time will, no, I really lost all confidence that it will go away, these things. No, never, will never go away. They are there permanently, and one way or other I will have to deal with them. And during these days, along with these nectarian talks that we are hearing, we are also seeing how, well, the devotees feel not so happy because we don't have that Ishta Devata, we don't have that worshipable servant of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Not only servant of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, but maybe one who was entrusted to Srila Sridhar Maharaj for his growth, for his development, no, to prepare him for the satisfaction of the Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and his followers. So there is also, in this sadness, in these mixed feelings, also there are, I mean, we cannot avoid them, no? And we will feel sad. We just saw, no, just a few moments ago, Acharya Maharaj could not contain his tears coming from his eyes while thinking about this personal relation with that who gave him so much mercy and affection and love. In the same way, there is that story of once, no, we heard from Srila Sridhar Maharaj about that aspect, that there is some sweetness in the tragedy, no, in the tragedy of separation. There is some sweetness there. And he mentioned, to exemplify this, he mentioned that pastime of Sita Devi, when she is Lord Ramachandra, once he conquered Ravana and Sri Lanka and came back to his own kingdom. Bharat was waiting for him all this time. He had never occupied his chair. He was only taking care of the chair of his beloved life and soul, his brother Ramachandra. But when he came back finally, then he took charge of the kingdom and started running everything. And naturally everything became very much auspicious. But as a perfect king, he used to go and get himself, not with the royal dress, but in disguise. He used to go and mix with the general public and see what he could hear that there was of insatisfaction, that then he will take care of that. And when that happened, he heard some whispering, some persons thinking that, oh, you know, this Sita Devi, or this Sita, she stay in the house of another man, and the Lord is living with her. Some criticism against the nature, immaculate, pure nature of the energy of the Lord in the personification of Sri Sita. And Ramachandra, then, what steps he took, he asked her to go and live outside of the kingdom in the ashram of some sadhu, of some perfect man. And she did so. But Gurudev, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, is saying that when one is reading that chapter in the Ramayana, you cannot stop your tears from gleaming, no, from coming out from your eyes. Still, even though you are feeling like that, you cannot close these pages. You will like to seeing that, and you will like to inspire yourself, no? So when we hear about that we have not anymore him with us, we are feeling sad, we are not feeling well. But at the same time, we are seeing that what he did, how much he satisfied Srila Sridhar Maharaj, how much he, after his departure, he served the mission of his Gurudev through his whole of the world, how he went through every single corner of this world and preach the mission of his Gurudev, the transcendental realizations which are in the heart of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and how many were attracted by that. Then we must try to direct our mind to that qualities, to that affection, to that pastimes which he shared with all of you. from the day one when he went out from India till the 27th of March of 2010, he expressed, he attracted all of you to come under the banner of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and hear about these glories of his Lord, of his Divine Master, and in order also to give us this opportunity, very rare opportunity. Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj was expressing that it will be very good if we can have just as an idea, ideal, to try to get in the heart of the Vaishnava, to try to be one way or other in one of the corners, in one of the places there in the heart of the Vaishnava. That will be something with which the Lord will be really pleased and which will derive immense benefit from him. Now he's not with us, but there are others who are still with us. Let us not miss them. Let us not miss those who are carrying his heart, his glance, his affection, as only he could give. Let us not miss this opportunity that we have and that he has also provided for the security of his mission, for the prosperity of his devotees, for the worship of his deities. Jai. All glories to Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki Jai.
আমি খুব সংক্ষেপে খুব অল্প সময়ের মধ্যে মহারাজ যা বললেন তার সার কথাটা আমি বলার চেষ্টা করছি। মহারাজ প্রথমেই বললেন যে উনি যখন মঠে আসেননি, যোগ দেননি, এবং যখন যোগ দেবেন তখন ভেবেছিলেন যে এই মঠে মানে কৃষ্ণ কনসিয়াসনেসে যোগ দেওয়া মানে আমি খুব শান্তি পাব, পিস আমি লাভ করব। কিন্তু পরে দিয়ে যোগ দিয়ে দেখলেন না ঠিক সেটা সেরকম নয়, ওরে বাবা এখানে অনেক ঝামেলা আছে। কিন্তু মহারাজ বললেন যেটা আমি পেয়েছি বৈষ্ণবীর দর্শন, তার দর্শনে কি হয় আমাদের হৃদয় মনকে শীতল করে দেয়। উনি বললেন যখন আমরা অম্বিষ্টপাশীল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দদেব গোস্বামীর দর্শন পেতাম, যখন তাঁর মুখ থেকে হরিকথা শুনতাম, সেটা যেন আমাদের হৃদয়কে, বলছি ওনার হৃদয়কে শীতল করে দিয়েছে, যেটা আমরা পূজ্য সুধীর গোস্বামী মহারাজের মুখ থেকেও শুনেছি কি করে মহারাজ সেই গ্রামে গিয়ে সেই মাইদার কৃপণ লোককে হরিকথা বলে শীতল করে দিয়ে করেছিলেন। তেমনি আশ্রম মহারাজ বলছেন যে মহারাজের হরিকথা শুনে তাঁর যে কি বলে বিমল পবিত্র বৈষ্ণব রূপ দর্শন করে আমিও শীতল হয়ে গেছিলাম। সেটা বললেন, এমনি অনেক কথা বললেন, সংক্ষেপে আমি শেষ করতে যাচ্ছি। শেষে যেটা বললেন যে আজকের দিন হয়তো ট্র্যাজিক, আজকের এই দিন হচ্ছে একটা আমাদের বিরহের দিন, বিয়োগের দিন, কিন্তু আমরা শুনেছি এই বিয়োগের মধ্যে একটা ট্র্যাজেডি কি সেপারেশনের মধ্যে একটা ইউনিয়ন আছে। সেটাই মহারাজ বললেন, সেটা সুইট, সেটা মিষ্টি। যেমন আমরা মহারাজ একটা রামায়ণের ঘটনা বললেন যে সীতা দেবীর সম্পর্কে কেউ সমালোচনা করেছিল, এর জন্যে রামচন্দ্র তাকে বনবাসে দিলেন। কিন্তু আমরা যারা রামায়ণের এই অংশটা পড়ব, আমরা কি, আমরাও কি সেই ধোপা যে তার সমালোচনা করেছিল, তার মতো কি সমালোচনা করব সীতা দেবীর? না, আমাদেরও তখন সীতা দেবীর সেই দুঃখে আমাদেরও চোখে জল নেমে আসবে, এবং এটাই স্বাভাবিক। তো আজকে শ্রীল ভক্তি সুন্দর গোবিন্দদেব গোস্বামী মহারাজ, তিনি অম্বিষ্টপাশীল ভক্তিরক্ষক শ্রীদেব গোস্বামী মহারাজের পাদপদ্মে এসেছিলেন এবং তাঁর সেবা করেছিলেন এবং মহারাজ তাকে সেবা দিয়েছিলেন, এবং সেই সেবার দ্বারা তিনি প্রায় দীর্ঘ যে কত বছর, বিশেষ করে যে ক বছর তিনি বিদেশে গিয়েছিলেন, এবং বিদেশে গিয়ে প্রায় 24 বার তিনি বিদেশ ভ্রমণ করে বহু ভক্তকে তিনি সেই গৌর কথামৃত পরিবেশন করে তাদেরকে এই পথে নিয়ে এসছেন। সেটাই আজকে আমাদের স্মরণের দিন, এবং সেটা স্মরণ করে আমরাও এই বিরহের মধ্যেও একটা আনন্দ, বিরহের মধ্যেও একটা আনন্দ আজ আমরা লাভ করতে পারি এই বলে। এবং মহারাজ যাদেরকে রেখে গেছেন তারা, তাদের মধ্যে তিনি কৃপা সঞ্চার করে গেছেন, তাদেরই সঙ্গে থেকে আমরা তাঁর গুণগান করে আমাদের জীবনকে ধন্য করতে পারব এই বলেই মহারাজ শেষ করেছেন বাঞ্ছা কল্প।